Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way, as you always know, in about 5 minutes. Ads, ads, ads. Don't you just love ads? Yeah, me neither. Well, get ready for some more ads, 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 and Facebook Messenger. Yes, you did hear me correctly, you Facebook Messenger people out there. There is actually testing with this going on in Australia and Thailand. Now Facebook says, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's roll it out worldwide. Now the ads they're saying won't be shown in conversations. That's a damn good thing. They will instead exist in the main inbox tab between chat threads. So yeah, while you're flipping through it, they think, oh shoot, I accidentally clicked on that, which is what they want you to do. Now, Facebook said, if you don't see them now, you will be seeing them soon because they're rolling them out slowly. And they're also saying that marketers will be able to buy targeted messenger ads alongside news feeds and Instagram and Facebook's ad manager. Yep, I know. Can't complain. It's free. Got a first-generation Apple Watch looking a little worse for wear there? Well, Apple's going to extend its free repairs on your first-generation watch. There has been numerous reports about that back kind of looking like it's falling off. Yeah, it doesn't look very attractive, does it? So Apple's saying with that back cover coming off, either Apple or an Apple-authorized service provider will repair your watch free of charge. At least that's according to the folks over there at Mac Rumors, who apparently got a hold of some internal service policy piece of paper, something like that. In this piece of paper, it says Apple has determined that under certain conditions on some Apple Watches, first generation, devices' back covers have separated themselves from the watch case. Apple will service eligible devices free of charge. Apple will authorize coverage for 3 years from the date of purchase. I know I'm a little surprised that I've been seeing this too. You think Apple and quality control used to go hand in hand? Not sure about that anymore. And finally, bow your heads, we have the death of the Windows Phone today. That's right, Microsoft is killing off Windows Phone 8.1 support today, and they probably should. It's been about 3 years after the company actually first introduced the update. So, of course, given that, that means it's the end of the Windows Phone era. Granted, we all kind of thought, wasn't this thing dead last year? Yeah, it kind of was. But now Microsoft has made it official. So, if you're still using 8.1, or for heaven's sakes, even something lower than that, do yourself a favor on this update. Go get a new phone. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. That's where you find the podcast. That's where you find the blog. That's where you find the review section. There's so much other things over there for you to do. I advise you to go check it out for yourself right this very second. Also, our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can give us a like over there if you do like us. Our Twitter account, @BritishTech. You can also follow me, too, on Twitter, @KyleSwagger. And our BTN community hanging out in our Slack room. Come hang with us. As I always say, you can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Yeah, 2 days. Duh. But until then, have yourself a glorious Wednesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.